100 word stories.
Well, hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge, which is a little late today, but still I'm getting it done. That's where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And today's topic is twist. And we've got ourselves a bunch of stories, and thank you all for sending them in. And I'm going to go ahead and play them for you now. You already have heard yours, but have you heard the others? And if you didn't send one in, there's still time. I mean, I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. Thank you, and let's go ahead and listen.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Write the story of your life, they said. It will be a success. And she wrote the story. It wasn't fine, and it wasn't a success. Why? Because the story had one character. She was the main and only character. Her story wasn't that interesting, she thought. Born to a family of crazy people, small town. Crazy school, moved to the big city and got a fancy job that paid well. Then she decided to write her story. The intrusive thoughts took over, and she was done. The moment she jumped off the bridge, she thought, I'm crazy enough to fly. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Oliver Twist's parents were out of town, vacationing. He hosted a party full of energy and music. There was someone in the other room playing a game of Twister, shouting, Left Hand Blue! His friend, Erno, kept to himself, sitting in a large armchair, twisting a Rubik's Cube. And Timmy tested Tibetan tongue twisters. Chubby Checker started singing the twist. Outside, a twister formed. The ultimate plot twist. The television died. Henry screamed. His mother scolded him for twisting her TV rules. He blamed his sister's twisted sense of humor. But it is the theme, isn't it? She chuckled.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Why does the twist always have to come at the end? Why not the beginning? The butler did it. There, I saved you a long read. Or perhaps the middle? I think that would be a real twist. You'd never have seen that coming. But no, we always pin it to the end, often the last chapter. Maybe even the very last page. So predictable. So dependable. So very boring. So, I'm not going to do it. You're coming to the end, and there is no twist. Really, I mean it. And you still got to the last line. Anyway.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this week is called Like We Did Last Summer. If you weren't an Arthur Murray prodigy, social dancing was problematic. Spent time at many a Polish wedding hugging the wall. Then, as if a gift directly from the gods, came the twist. A dance that remained in my skill set deep into the 80s. The trick is to look exponentially cooler if you lower your knees till they're nearly scraping the dance floor. By 1993, I had all but lost the skill. But then, who among us could have competed against the likes of Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction? And that Italian kid. Wonder if she could still cut a rug. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 1036, with the prompt of Twisted. Good prompt for this weekend. Anyway, here's my story. Mandy shoved the magnifying glass into the pocket of the baggy cat pajamas borrowed from Mrs. Wienerheimer and followed Bilbert down the stairs. Standing by the kitchen table, covered with other arcane devices, Bilbert said, "Okay, let her out." Mandy twisted the handle of the glass in her pocket back and forth, hesitating. Her bottom lip quivered. "Do I have to? She's so mean to me." "Show Sabrina you're better than that," Bilbert suggested, "that you're kind." She pulled the magnifying glass from her pocket and looked into it. Sabrina appeared and frowned. "Why are you guys staring at me?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And so much for our fucking president of peace.
Hello, it's Lisa and Lester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Need for Something Sweet. Neptune was angry. He pummeled the pier until the wood weakened and split. The end of the pier snapped into the water. The waves could lap at the shop then, licking the windows, trying to taste what was beneath. The weight of the water behind the waves splintered the glass and it gave way. The shop had been selling traditional sweets since the pier was built. Sweets that no one under 30 had even heard of, never mind tried. Aniseed balls and candy twist. A jar of bonbons bobbed in the sea, then crashed against a rock. Neptune was calmed. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Twist. I hate how the world has become so dumbed down. When did the human race descend to the level where everything has to be explained to them? Have we really become so stupid we need instructions to complete even the simplest of tasks? Please hold the handrail. Push to exit. Twist to open. I mean, come on, are we really that thick? Then I watch the news, scroll through social media, and find myself coming to the conclusion that, just maybe, we are. Only the message we need isn't twist to open, it's wake up and smell the coffee. There you go. Not very annoyed, just a bit. Till next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Cindy woke up, sitting in a chair. She tried to get up, but she was tied to the chair. She looked around, some kind of dark basement. A door opened. A man came down the stairs. It was the singer, Chubby Checker, and he was grinning.
"Do you want to twist again?" he said, "like we did last summer?"
"No," moaned Cindy, "not again." She remembered the bruises, the pain, the shame.
Checker wagged his finger. Come on, baby, he said, just like this. Then he held out his hands, reached over to Cindy, and Cindy passed out from screaming.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of twist, from you, the people who send them in. Thank you for all those who are a part of this, week in, week out, or if you take a break and you come back, or you don't like the topic, well, send in a better one. By the way, the next topic is going to be Dear Everyone. That sounds ominous. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up, and I've been feeling okay, and it's warming up outside, and I've been in the hammock. That's kind of why I didn't post this until now. But anyway, thank you for listening and being a part of this once again, and as always, keep it brief.